Blast that buttery gold, jittery zeitgeist, with up by the watering hole. Water patrol, water weed a heart, Huckabee art, fuckery suddenly. Not enough young in his lung for the water wing. Colorfully vulgar, poacher at a mulch, like I'ma put a post at a soldier in bolts. Sign of the time we elapse when a primate climb up a spine and attach. Eye for an eye by the bug life, swamps and vines to get a rise out of frogs and flies. So when a dog fights hog type prize, sort of cost the life. The mouse water on a fork and knife, and the allure isn't right. Score in a war torn beach where the cash cows actually is. Blood turns wine when it leaks. The police like, that's not a riot, it's a feast. Let's eat.
And I will remember your name and face on the day you were judged by the funhouse cast. And I will be twisting your fall from grace with a king to the sky like
none shall pass.
Now, if you never had a day of snow cone, couldn't fix you, wouldn't relate to the robo, caught a blitz, and he spoke through a no-dose, mutter on the fritz, cause he wouldn't play role over fetch like a bitch, and express the regrets, though he isn't where the homeowner's pissed to the joke, cause he posed by the glitz. Sign of the swine in the swarm, and a king is a whore who comply and conform. Miles outside of the eye of the storm, with a scythe and a lure, at a prize and a war, while avoiding the violent bazaar that is violence and war. True blue triumph is more like wait, let it snake the bread of the centerfold, let it break the walls of Jericho. Ready go, set ready, old cardboard city folk, swap tails with heads like every other penny.
And I will remember your name and face on the day you were judged by the funhouse cast. And I will rejoice in your fall from grace, with a king to the sky like
none shall pass.
Hey folks, what's going on? It's this Juan. I am on the road, and this is Fuakata Podcast. Like I was saying last week, I'm going to try to keep the recordings going, but I'm going to have to record wherever I can. I mean, plain and simple, it's just not always possible. I had the day off yesterday, but I spent all the day drawing comics, which is damn fucking awesome. You know, just something I really needed to do. I worked on Tommy issue 3, some real heartfelt panels that really needed like extra attention and, you know, me really getting in there, making sure everything looks good, you know. I mean, all the pages get extra attention, but, you know, there are certain pages that you know you got to convey a mood and you got to convey what the hell's going on, and you can't bullshit, because if you bullshit on the page while you're drawing it, people are going to see the bullshit while they're reading it. So yeah, so I had to, like, you know, give it extra, but it was so good to just lay out a whole day of just drawing, and I got a lot done. I got a lot of sleep too that I needed. I think I finally caught up on sleep since Baltimore, I think. I mean, just that long, you know. Other than that, yeah, so I got all that done. We had Animate Miami this weekend, which was a great show. It was a lot of fun. I think it's going to be building up towards a more animated, I mean, it already is, you know, but like an animated kind of style, like an animated, real animation con, you know. I think I kept thinking about it the other day, and I was thinking, like, yeah, you know, if you really put that together and it really comes out good, and you got like really heavy duty animation shit in there, you just have to find the community, the animation community, and get it in there and really, you know, make it happen. So, I had a really interesting week last week. I got to have a little, I don't think it was a tour, but it was like a get-together thing with New Tropic last week. And got to see their offices, their digs, talk to some people. It was funny because I talked to them and I'm like, yeah. And they're like, I told them my name. And they're like, oh, yeah, we you did an illustration for us. We paid you for that. I'm like, yeah, you did. They're like, oh, cool. You know, I always figure sometimes people don't know my shit, but they do. And it was cool talking to them, and they were seemed very excited. It was just funny because I was in a room full of journalists. And when you're in a room full of people that are expert at something you don't know shit about, really, in essence, it's hilarious, because then you feel like so insignificant. You feel like, okay, I don't want to speak out of turn here. But there were so many times that they touched on issues that I really gave a shit about, and I really know something about because I've been there or involved with or fucking with, and they're all concerned about too. And so I'm like, I sometimes had to pull the roads, like, should I have been a journalist or something, you know? But, you know, let's not bullshit ourselves. But it was interesting that as soon as I said, because they were like, oh, what do you do? It's like, well, you know, I'm an artist, but I own a comic book shop in Hialeah. They're like, what? Everybody digs the comic shop. Everybody. There's nobody who doesn't dig comic shops, I swear. It's like golden, man. You just forget, you know, like, it's a big deal, you know? I think back in my head, I still think it's like kind of too nerdy or kind of too geeky, and it probably is in some people's eyes. Some people don't give a shit, but for most people, especially anybody who has like any kind of quirkiness or into something different, they'll look at it as this other facet. Like, this is like saying, you know, you make video games or you're a comic book artist or you're an artist or a painter or something. Like, people who have that, you know, multidimensional personality will appreciate it, you know, and like they're really into it. And they and a lot of professionals, they enjoy it because, like, you know, I'll talk to people that are IT security or they're fucking accountants or, and like, not like, oh, boring accountant, like, no, like major CPAs for major companies, teachers and professors, and you tell me, hey, you know, I own a company, they're like, what's that about? And I'm like, really? Like, shouldn't you tell me about your job? Like, your GI job seems way more fucking interesting than my shit. But I guess because people don't see that other kind of coin, which works against you too, because then you can't walk into a comic and be like, oh, I had such a hard day, I had to go get these comics. Because people think you're just like, oh, all you're doing is getting comics all day or just sitting there reading them. And like, no, man, like right now I'm talking to you guys and I am driving back to the shop, went to pick up some comics, pick up more Battle for Zendrick fucking cards for Magic, you know, supplies, all that shit. It's just ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. Like, it's, you just can't, you know, it's a constant, you know, so you gotta go get the merchandise, bring the merchandise back, blah, 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 you know, and now I gotta file them and put them up and do this and do that. It's hard, man. It's not easy. So, I mean, in essence, you know, it's not an easy job, but everybody thinks you're just, you know, it's all fucking, you know, blow jobs and chocolate bars, you know, when you run a shop, you know, it's not. It's actually really hard because you sell your heart and soul, and then you gotta blow the money again to get more comments. So it's a constant, man. So yeah, so Animate went awesome. Everything was cool. Did two panels. I am going to be posting both panels probably. I think I might do it separately from this podcast. I'm not sure. Just because for whatever reason, you know, I think, like, you know, one should be me, and then I can dedicate two other podcasts to it. You know what I'm saying? Like, there you go. Here it is. Read it. Listen to it. You don't have to listen to everything at once. Because if I did it once, it'll be like a 2-hour podcast. And you guys might be like, well, I didn't really care about that much. Or I didn't want to really listen to it that much, you know. So the first podcast will probably be about indie comics, another indie comics panel we did. But there were a couple of cool questions and a couple of differences. This one is with Martin Piero from Cosmic Times. My Guardo Camino. My dude, my other side of the coin in South Florida Comics. We just answered some questions. We actually ended up listening to pitches, like seeing how people are pitching their ideas and their comics and stuff like that. And you come across the same problems that everybody has pitching comics and stuff like that. And then our second panel was like not that many people, but incredibly fun. It was called Rollout, and it was our Transformers panel, and talking about how much we love Transformers. And so it just became a kind of like everybody was talking about how much Transformers affected them. So I have not checked the audio on those, so hopefully the audio will be better. I'm going to see about doing something soon in the future about putting a portable audio setup. Right now I have not many cons coming up, but I do have the Miami Book Fair coming up, and I am going to be doing a great panel with Vanessa Zoray and a couple other people, Jeff DeCal, Kevin Joseph, all these great, great, awesome, super awesome comic book people that live down here. And I'm going to be doing that panel soon with them. And I do want to have some, like, good audio to record everything with. Because, again, I don't know if, on this one we're going to have the same problem where people are hitting the table or the audio and you won't hear the audience too well and yada yada yada. So that's going to be a whole bag right there. And that's pretty much it. What else is going on? I'm in a little bit of everything right now. I'm driving on I-75 doing this, and it looks like somebody shit. No, nothing happened. Okay, I thought this guy's thing broke and it was bad. No, okay. Just a flat tire, folks. That's why there was a line almost a mile long right now. I had to drive around like an asshole. What else? So, yeah. So, on that, I will say that I have been awakened a little bit. I think after a while, like, This is why you have to go out there and see new things and see everything, because you always, it's dangerous to think you have it figured out, especially if you don't have an answer. If you're in a conundrum, if you're in a problem, don't think there's no answer. It just hasn't come to you, you know? And slowly but surely, wow, this guy just cut in front of a gas truck. I don't know if I should applaud him or throw a fucking apple at him. Fucking asshole. South Florida driving, what are you going to do? Don't think that you have a problem is there forever. There's always an answer. Most of the time you won't like the answer, and that's the reason why you have a problem. But it's like anything else. It's like you're a fat fuck, you just have to, you know, more exercise, less eating. Well, I hate that. Well, there you go. There's a solution. You know, you just don't like it. And I think that's what happens here with me sometimes. So it's the same thing for us right now. I think it's a hard fucking fact of life that, you know, comics is a hard thing. And a lot of it is trying to get it out to you guys, trying to get comics out into people's, you know, people into people's hands. I don't think is a problem. I feel like every time I put a comic in somebody's hands, they become a fan and they like it. I mean, it might not be like I'm gonna buy everything you fucking own, but they'll dig that book and they'll want the rest of them. I never have that problem, and I never have a problem where I say, well, I don't have anything for you. No, most of the time people are fucking yeah, hell yeah, about everything I have, or something. You know, maybe they're not a Zombie Years fan, but they're a Tommy fan, or they're a Ravenous fan, or they're a gun fan, something. So I never have that problem. My thing is getting the people to know that we're here. I think that's the biggest thing. It happens a lot, like, I don't know, like with anime, especially, like, you know, anime, obviously, we do the show, and it's, you know, it's a local show, so we do it there for that reason, because we love doing local shows. It's fun to hang out. We see a lot of people we know. We get to hang out with people we don't see regularly. And we go and we're just like, you know, we're hanging out or something like that. And but, you know, you go and talk to customers, and then, you know, this is not my regular, you know, fan base. There's a lot of anime manga kids, and they have what they're into, and that's it. But, you know, you'll talk to some people, and they're always like, I always catch people that are like, oh wow, where did you guys come from? And this is amazing. And I'm like, well, we've been around for 6 years, and this is like our fifth time doing this show. And yeah, I don't know what else to tell you. Like, I don't know how how I can scream it from the top of my lungs, you know? And sometimes I think, is it, like, the wrong thing? You know, is it as simple as, like, using the right hashtag? Yeah, maybe. I think the other thing is getting it out there, having people see us. And people get excited about us, I think. That's the other side of the story. So I think it's a mix. So when you realize that, and you say, well, what do I got to do? What do I got to do? And then I'm seeing little by little, like, just, you know, taking the nootropic as an instance, but seeing some other places and they're saying, like, you know, I've seen that, oh, we always get a bump when we do cons and when we do events. Like, we used to do an annual Halloween party. We used to do an annual, you know, not annual, but, like, every other week, a little, like, fucking get-together drink-and-draw thing called a Midnight Sandwich, which is just like a drink and draw with your shit. So, like, bring your stuff, sell it, and everybody hang out, drink, and draw, you know? Like a con that you can draw at, like a little mini con that you can draw at. We'd have our friends come out, they would sell their shit, we would talk. You know, we luckily had it at this little pizza joint that used to be around, and it was super cool, it was super chill. They had a nice little beer garden area, you know, and everybody would just hang out, drink, fucking, you know, eat a pizza. It was a really great time. People dug the hell out of it. And then we kind of lost that space because we couldn't do more. We stopped during the summer because it gets too fucking hot to be out there, just plain and simple. I would love to do more shows, but it's just, you're sweating your ass off. So then, you know, you try to do something else that you could, you know, put together, but nothing ever materialized. Then when we finally got cold again and we said, all right, let's go back to the venue, see if we can do it. They're gone, and there's a sandwich shop, and they're looking at us like, just their eyes blinking, going, what? Like, what do you want to do? Like, they don't get it at all. But when we did do those shows, we always got a bump. And it was all, you know, the website, people, everything. It was really good, you know? There was a good way of getting the word out and getting people to come. And, you know, we did the other shows that now are the BTL shows that you guys see over at the Cinebistro. And we stopped doing that because we, you know, we kept doing cons and we kept doing different shit, you know. So like if we did it every time there was a show or every time there was a thing, it would kind of wax and wane. We gave it off to our friend Orlando over at BTL, and he's having it now, and it's still gangbusters, so that was cool. So we, you know, we decided on that stuff. They were like, all right, cool. The other side of the coin is trying to see how to do those, you know, doing those events, how we can, you know, keep that kind of going. I think that's the way to do it. And I'm learning that. I'm just outside from, I'm not going to lie, just from looking at the Nootropic and what they're doing and what other people have seen do. And that's where you track that. Like, it's not enough to be on the internet. You have to have, like, some real life event. And you see that people go to it. They'll enjoy it. They'll hang out. They want to be part of it. It's a thing, you know? That's where they identify. Like, it's part of branding now. Like, that real, like, events is really a part of your branding. And now I'm realizing that and seeing how that's worked with Creature before and now to a next degree Goblin's Heist. So now I'm like, oh, fuck. This might be the secret to things. This might be the way to get people excited and come in and work out stuff. Doing this kind of stuff. So yeah, that's what I'm figuring out now. I'm aiming for. So it's making me plan for certain things. There's other stuff that we want to do. Right now we're kind of like, you know, things are going good in the shop and there's a little bit of money there. So we're like constantly figuring out like what's the next thing. Like what are we gonna put now? What are we gonna put here? What are we gonna put there? And one thing is to see about putting the stand and a couple of things and putting a couple of other stuff that we're gonna do to make things better and better and better and better. But I will tell you this, shit is expensive. I went out today to get a couple of supplies. I thought, all right, I'll spend $100. And I think I spent $70 just on a rack that we need in the back. And I was like, fuck, why do I have these 1990 prices in my head? So anyway. So yeah, so there's that idea of doing more stuff like that. And I mean, some of you guys probably have heard of it. I used to do a show called Midnight Sandwich. They were really, 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 really fun. It was something that we kind of put together and everything else and aimed out there. That was something we really dug. I know that there's a couple of other things that we've done. I used to do shows all the time. I used to do the Underground Cavalcade, which was years ago. I did like 3 or 4 of them at Churchill's. And then I used to do events and stuff at CS Gallery when I was in North Miami. I've always noticed I come back to doing these shows and these events and shows and these events. And I think now I'm coming back to it. I'm like, oh, crap, this is what needs to be done. So it's a realization, folks. Like, when you see that key, that all of a sudden, like, oh, if you do this, then that, you know, it's like an algebra question. It's like I solved for X, you know, suddenly. Still not the silver bullet. It's not like, you know, oh, now, you know, Juan's going to be a millionaire. I don't think at all. But I think it's seeing that path and going forward is the next thing, you know. I mean, everything else I know is going forward. You know, I gotta finish these comics. I gotta finish Tommy. I wanna finish issue 10 of Zombie Years. I wanna get to issue 2 of Rez. You know, it's like these things that I did and they're awesome and then they stopped because it was just stupid shit. Like, just simple things, folks, like money. Like, money is the problem, you know? And it's dumb. It's a dumb problem, you know? I mean, it's not a bad problem to have because considering that's the only problem, thank God. Luckily, I have, you know, my health and all that other stuff. Knock on wood and all. But, it's a thing, dude. It's a real thing. Wow, that truck just took the red light like a motherfucker. And, So I think that's something that I'm figuring out, you know. That's the next step. So hopefully, you know, between that and the events and getting and fixing comics and doing stuff, you know, we'll get a foot on. So I will be announcing and talking about those soon and getting that out to you guys. Other than that, I think for right now, don't have any events coming up. We have a couple of things going on in the shop. I will be doing more Throwback Thursdays, so we're going to be doing 20% off back issues. Pull lists, if you guys want them, you want to put your comics, you want to pick up your books, let me know. We'll put something together. I'm putting the pull list together now. And that's it for now. I think this week is just about getting back to normalcy, getting back to routine, getting back to what I need to be doing. more than anything. That's a big deal for me. I mean, just every other weekend was something, and now, you know, we finally got a break. I only have the Miami Book Fair coming up. That's going to be the big thing. Hopefully I'll run on that and get something together on that one. And other than that, I think that's it. So, as always, you can contact me at fwacata@fwacata.com or at secretmediagroup@gmail.com. I think I'm going to make a fwacata@gmail.com thing and somehow tie it in or some shit. Fwacata on Twitter, on Instagram, Fwacata on Facebook. There's just so many ways you can get in contact with me. If you have anything, we still have the good old 1-800 number. We occasionally have a voicemail in there, but they're garbled and they're really bad. And then sometimes your questions sometimes they're just talking about something it almost repeats what I just said. And so I'm like, well, I can't really post this, you know? And sometimes you guys are just like, I like this, and that's it. And I was like, okay. Didn't know what else to say about that. Other than that, really got nothing much else. So this is a short one this week, folks. I'm just getting it out there right now. And now I'm going to probably, but I will be piping in at the same time. Again, the rollout panel and the indie comics panel from Anime. And I'll probably see you guys then next week. Laters. Where he was stepping out of Comanche antsy. Let us in a jetty when a jettison a medicine and paranormal hatchery cadets will break the levees in. Folk know the totem camaraderie, token of equality, they posted horizontally. Chronicle and load and doctor grow to lodge the colony. Half mass flags, half caps, do it properly and sleep the sleep of the just. Ready on the left with a witchcraft spun out of a neighboring sect with the usual undesirables and big brother cutters on the day your name became. Another dark night, another not all right, another bad ritual. More body surge, better follow the breadcrumbs back and back. Urgently, I wander through this section where the natives still murder. Vicinity wanders. Claim no zone. Never let an anchor drop. Never had a home. Never talk to strangers. Never trust a friend. This is the life and the life will not end. This is the life. 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 This is the life and the life will not end.